This is the final week that Late Night with David Letterman is presenting first-run programs. After Friday's show, Letterman will leave NBC. He'll reemerge in late August to launch a new version of his talk show on CBS. TV critic David Bianculli is looking forward to enjoying the new show, but he's also been looking at and enjoying the last NBC shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Tonight's show is dedicated to Herb Klumpy.
Let me anticipate your question. Who exactly is Herb Klumpy III? Well, in the hierarchy of show business, he's a nobody. In fact, he's just a friendly, slightly overweight guy who happened to be sitting in the studio audience at the Letterman show that night. But Letterman, during the warm-up before the cameras started rolling, learned the guy's name and couldn't get it out of his mind. Or out of his monologue. After every joke, Letterman kept going back to it, and both he and the audience seemed to enjoy it more every time.
It's hard not to be in a good mood when Herb Klumpy the third. Now, are you completely happy with the Herb Klumpy music?
Well, no. It was the best I could do.
Well, I think we got to load something up for Herb.
I'll rework it.
Because I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Herb all night.
All right.
By the end of that particular show last week, Letterman had traded sweatshirts with Klumpy and talked to and about him so much that he ran short of time and had to leave a guest waiting in the green room. That guest was Cindy Crawford. And Letterman, noting that he had only a few shows left on NBC, told viewers she'd be back next week or never. That's what I love about Letterman. Nobody else on television would reject supermodel Cindy Crawford just because he was having such a good time with supernormal Herb Klumpy III. But that's the key to late night, and always has been. It's not about filling the hour or helping the guests promote their new projects. It's not even about taking the guests or the show seriously. It's about having fun. And except for the occasional acerbic appearance by Cher, most guests seem to enjoy it. Pete Townsend came on the show last week, played Pinball Wizard with Paul Schaefer in the Late Night Band, and smashed up his guitar. And Tom Selleck came by, ready and eager to talk about anything. Well, almost anything.
Are you going to be making any more of them baby movies?
I don't know. The babies, the baby's probably like 16 now.
How many were there? There was the first one, right?
Seemed like about eight, but
no.
There was only two. There was two. We did Three Men and a Baby and then Three Men and a Little Lady. And then, I don't know, everybody started saying, well, what are you going to do next? And
yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a possibility for an idea of another baby movie with it was you and...
And Ted Danson, Steve Gutenberg.
Ted Danson, who now is going nuts with this
Whoopi
thing.
Well, I like those
thing,
guys.
So that's...
Ted's a great guy, and so's Whoopi. I know nothing.
And Steve Gutenberg, who's a very nice
kid.
He's
not going with Whoopi.
Yeah, no. How about Three Men and a Whoopi?
Yeah.
Letterman is having a ball with his lame duck status. He's drumming harder than usual with his pencils, doing goofier voices and impressions, and taking the time to slow down and really enjoy himself. He's not doing anything special for his last four shows on NBC, but that doesn't mean they won't be special. Watch and tape as many as you can. Along with reruns, they'll be the only thing to get us late-night fans through the summer.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.